Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hello, everyone. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb and Aviation Consumer. I'm at Lockwood Aviation Supply in Sebring, Florida. I'm talking to Dean Vogel. Dean, you're a Rotax expert, and Lockwood is a Rotax specialist. And we've been looking on the overhaul bench here at some engines that are torn down. And you mentioned some of the things that you want to look for if you are buying an airplane with a used airplane with a Rotax in it. And let's talk a little bit about that.
If you're looking at Rotax engines, there are things that you want to be careful of because of the expense of repairing them. One of the more expensive components would be the heads. Because there are four of them and they're expensive, doing a repair in a situation where they've been over temped can, you know, be economically painful. So a couple of things you want to look for. An indication that the heads have been over temped, well, one in the number two and number three cylinders, there are temperature probes. If you look under the cowl and the center core, that temperature probe has fallen out of there. That means the plastic on that probe has melted. That means the temperature of the head has gotten high enough that it's damaging the alloy in the metal as well. Another indication is oil coming out from underneath the valve covers. If the head warps due to being soft, the valve cover does not, and then the O-ring in between can't make up the difference, so now you have oil leaking out from in between. Another indication might be that you've got exhaust gases coming out from between the cylinder and the head itself.
Now in this cylinder we're looking at, it's quite obvious that that has happened. There's a dark sitting there where it's leaked.
That's correct. This cylinder head was over temped. We've tested this in the shop here, and this head is now only 56 Rockwell. It has to be a minimum of 85, so it's fallen out pretty badly. And it's warped. So when it changed shape, exhaust gases started coming out from between the head and the cylinder.
And that head is scrapped now.
That head is now scrapped.
Now, if you have an engine and it's been inspected and you see one cylinder that's bad, is that a repairable type thing?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, if you've got one head or one cylinder that needs to be replaced, yeah, it doesn't mean you necessarily have to replace the others. You should check the others. For instance, on this engine that we have on the bench, we've got three of the cylinders that tested bad in hardness and one that was just fine. So we'll be able to use the one that was just fine. One of the other indications that we've got here, once we've got it disassembled, is that the rocker pins, how free do they move inside the head? This one that's bad that we've been talking about, I can only just move that with my hands, whereas the head that's good, That rocker pin moves quite freely. It floats back and forth just as though, you know, it's lubricated with oil, so it feels the way it should. And that's another very powerful indication for what condition the head is in.
Now, unlike Lycoming and Continental engines, these cylinders tend to be quite durable, but it's the heads that are usually the problem if there's a replacement. Is that correct?
It's only because of what happens operationally with the airplane. I mean, do we need to change them often? No. I mean, if the heads are run the way they're supposed to, maintained anywhere close, they just go to TVO. We just don't have any problems with them. It's when somebody, they've got an installation where there's been a hose rubbing or something, and they blow the coolant out and they lose all their coolant. Well, now they might be over temping their heads. I tell people a lot that, okay, say you lose all your coolant, your CHT starts going out of limits. If you're not in a safe position to land, keep flying. Reduce the power, maintain only enough to stay at safe altitude. When you're in a position to land, you go down and land. Is it going to be expensive to repair the heads? Yes, it's going to be very expensive to do that, but it's a lot less expensive than replacing your airplane or paying for a hospital bill.
The cylinders are one thing. They could be the cylinders and heads could be the big spendy items. What other items on the engine should be checked as part of a routine pre-buy that might be a gotcha?
You'd probably want to be checking the compression on all the pistons. You would want to be checking the crankshaft for twist. Anybody that's been to our service and maintenance courses knows how to do the twist of the crankshaft. You would need to be doing a check on the health of the gearbox. That's generally done with checking the friction torque for those engines that have the overload clutch. And then it also depends upon how much 100 low lead the person's been using. There are a number of other inspections that you might need to do if the previous owner's been using a lot of 100 low lead in the engine.
So bottom line advice is you should take it to somebody who knows Rotax engines.
That would, most people would find that well worth their investment, yes.
Okay, and of course, Lockwood is a source. Can you give us a website for Lockwood?
Lockwood-aviation.com.
Okay, thanks very much, Dean. We're speaking with Dean Vogel of Lockwood Aviation. I'm at Sebring, Florida. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting. Thanks.